When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People's opinion of you is none of your business. I have lots of haters. They on the internet all the time. But who are they, though? There's times I felt like giving up. I mean, no matter who you are, if you have a goal in life, everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. If you haven't been at it, it's coming. You can either decide to continue or to quit. To go forward or to go back. You're gonna always have that decision. But what I did was, I made all of my dreams bigger than my fears. So when I felt like quitting, the results would have been devastating to the goal I was trying to attain. See, I was so sick of being poor. My motivation was, I was just exhausted from poverty. I couldn't do this. I was sick of living in my car. I've been living in my car for 3 years. I was sick of not having money. I was sick of not having a bathroom, a front door. And so for me to quit, and see, that's what people do. People quit when it's at their hardest moment. But if it's at your hardest moment, why would you quit? Somebody sent me a plaque one time that said, if you're going through hell, why stop there? I mean, think about it. If you're going through hell, why stop there? You in hell. Move, keep going. And I just could not see myself not being successful. And so since I was already at my lowest point, how much lower can I go? I figured if I quit, I'd go lower than that. I didn't need that. So I just, you know, but my faith. My mother being a Sunday school teacher, teaching me about prayer and God, that was really helpful to me, you know. So I just, I wanted it. I just, you know, can I tell you something? If you really want to be successful, you got to have a lot of dog in you. You got to be mean sometimes because life ain't fair. Life is hard, man. It is not fair. Like you have happened to you that just, you go, man, why this happened? Because life ain't fair. But life ain't fair to nobody. You just gotta fight through, man. You gotta bite back sometimes. It's like haters. When you get haters, you know, people's opinion of you is none of your business. I have lots of haters. They on the internet all the time. But who are they, though? They don't even know me. People who are haters on the internet, I call them thumb gangsters. They just typing, they little punk got a private page. They saying about, they don't even know me. So I don't give them no energy. I give haters no energy. Steve ain't this. He think he this. He don't even know me. So I just keep going through. But then I tell you something too. Haters motivate me. Because when they talking about me, that means I'm doing something. If you have no haters, if you don't have any haters, you need to get some. You need to get some haters. Because if you have no haters, you ain't doing nothing. So, one last piece to that. If you give up, you know exactly what's going to happen. But if you can just manage to wake up tomorrow and just see what tomorrow is. If it don't bring what you want tomorrow, if you can wake up one more day and see what tomorrow brings. Because here's the one thing about it. The reason God wakes you up in the morning is because he still has something for you. If God was through with you, you wouldn't wake up no more. So as long as you keep waking up, it's because God has something for you. So as long as I wake up, I just look for it. I said, okay, God, what is it today? It might be a challenge, it might be a test, or it might be the win. But either way, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. And if I wake up tomorrow, that's a good sign that he ain't through with me yet. So I just keep waking up and keep going, man. Never ever give up.
Rewarding people for small steps of progress. Rewarding people. Sometimes it's just recognition. Handshake, pat on the back. Mary, you're doing a fabulous job. And you figure out what those recognitions are. Small steps of progress. Guess what promotion pays if you learn it well? Big money. Getting people to do something they wouldn't ordinarily do by themselves. People will do some unique things by themselves, but if you can figure out a way to say, Mary, if you do this and this, she says, well, I'll go for it. Now, she wouldn't have thought of that on her own. Here's what works magic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Better than money. Money's a bit unimportant. Here's what's important. Ingenuity. The best place to wake up your ingenuity is what you're doing right now. Representing a unique product and getting customers, recruiting distributors, and promoting and all this stuff. Ingenuity. Figuring out a way. If it doesn't work this way, it will work another way. I used my ingenuity, made a fortune. My ingenuity worked on doing all these campaigns, the spring campaign and the summer campaign. This week, we're going to recruit schools. How many of you got? School. This is school teacher. School teacher. I pick out a little category and say, let's go. And it doesn't matter what it is. Just dream up something so that somebody's got a little more objective to go for than just their own. Key phrase, we all need to belong to something bigger than ourselves because we furnish inspiration for what's bigger and the bigger furnishes inspiration for us. I learned promotion and it paid big money. Here's next I learned. Communication, how to conduct a meeting. I learned identification, logic and reason, attack and confess, solutions, simple deals on communication. Wasn't easy for me at first. I stood up to give my first presentation. My mind sat back down, right? Y'all been through that? Opened my mouth, nothing came out for a while. But here's what I did. I did it again. Just jot that phrase down. I did it again. That's the secret to how I got here. 35, 40 years later, it's how I got here. I did it once, it was uncomfortable. That first presentation was so lousy, if I hadn't have been doing it, I'd have gone home. It was not that good. But here's the secret to how I got here. I did it again, and then I did it again, and then I did it again, and I did it again. I remember when I first decided to be a little more animated, right? And walk out away from the podium, right? Get out from just behind the podium. So I got out there, and then I thought, how do you get back? Whoa, I'm stranded out. Remember those times, doing something for the first time? But you learn quickly in your business, right? In your business, a guy stands up to give his first testimonial, and he's so nervous he forgets his own name, right? And 30 days later, he wants to give a three-hour testimonial, right? You hardly get him off the stage. So learn communication. How to affect other people with words. That's the greatest art in the world to learn. How to affect other people with words. Key phrase, don't be lazy in language. Learn to use the gift of your own language wisely. It can make you a fortune and build an incredible life. Here's three other things I learned. One is to train. Training people how to business. And then I've used another word called teach, train and teach. And only to say this, training people how the business works, teaching is how life works. Because here's what all of us need for the 21st century, business skills and life skills. The life skills are leadership skills. The life skills are learning how to set goals. Now here's the ultimate skill to learn that can transform your life and the life of whoever will listen. The ability to inspire. Inspire means help people to look up a little higher than where they are and wish they could get there and inspire them that it's possible. Here's how we inspire by our own testimony. If I can do it, you can. Here's how else we inspire, by others' testimonial. If they can do it, Mary, you can do it. Getting people to see themselves better than they are. Getting people to see themselves richer than they are. Getting people to see themselves more capable next year than they are this year. Getting to see themselves in the future.
This is the word of the Lord to somebody. You will not run from this struggle. You will stand flat-footed in this struggle. And no matter how you're toiling and how tired you are, you will stop asking for miracles to get you out of what God puts you into. you will get in that struggle and you will grab them oars and you will deal with the struggle, because God has instructed struggle in this season for your life. I'm almost done. Mark does not mention Peter at all, because Peter missed the battle. And my God, Peter has a habit of missing battles. When Jesus got to the cross, he missed the battle. He denied him and said he wasn't a disciple. He missed the battle. He ended up ashamed and disgraced. He missed the battle. I'm just saying, it could be possible that he should have stayed in the battle. Have you fought hard enough? Have you resisted of the blood? One final thing. He doesn't mention Peter. He only talks about the bones. He only talks about the battle. And then at the last moment, he brings it. And now I understand. I never understood why Jesus told them to gather up his fangs. We don't hear where they ever used them. We don't hear where they ever ate them. We only hear that the fragments were on the boat. And it is this gospel writer that makes us understand why the fragments were on the boat, to remind them of what God had done before in their life. And the Bible said that they forgot the loaves because of the hardness of their heart. The loaves were there to remind them of what God had done in the past. And Jesus said, take the scraps with you. I never could, because my mind draws pictures, I never could figure out who wants to eat this stuff. These leftover scraps in baskets where everybody been eating off them and throwing it away did not sound appetizing to me. So I thought, maybe I'm frivolous, but it seemed like to me, you know, Jesus, if I'm going to work for you for 3 years, you could give me something fresh to eat. What are we going to make with these scraps? With fish in it. If it was just their old bread, I could make some bread, put into something. But what am I going to do with this old fish and this old bread? God left the fish and the bread so you could remember what he brought you through before. And God knew that a storm was coming in your life. And he said, I want to leave an evidence in your life that when you needed me before, I've always been there. And every time you've ever been in trouble, I brought you through. Everybody that's watching me, if you've ever been in trouble and God brought you through, give him a praise right now.
And I'm saying to you, you know why people do what they do? The people who go after their stuff, what makes it worth it? It's got to be your passion. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. I used to talk to my plants when nobody else would listen to me. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. Just go out there. It's possible you can get what you want. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. You got to be willing to form and to develop new relationships. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it. People ask, hey, man, you know, it's, you know, these kids, man, it's rough dealing with them. That's right. That's right. You think peer pressure happened overnight? We went through peer pressure. I remember as a kid, some guys said, hey, Les, me and another fellow named Willie Lower, we were going home. Hey, man, we're going down to Goose, man, and knock off a grocery store. I said, look here, I don't want no part of that. I'll see y'all later. Say, y'all chicken. I said, that's all right, you say whatever you want. Low stock. I'm not chicken, man, don't call me chicken. Then why don't you come? We didn't even ask you to come into place, man. All you do is just drive the car, that's all. I don't know how to drive that good. Well, we're trying to get Les to come, he's chicken. Hey, I'm not driving nothing, all right? Willie, don't care about what they say, man. Leave them alone. You want to go do it? You find somebody else to drive, or you drive yourself. Come on, Willie, man. Pull him, he stopped. I ain't chicken. All I got to do is drive? Yeah, I said, Willie, that sounds simple, man. Don't go, man. He went. And the next day, we read the newspaper where when they robbed the store, when they came out running to a car, the merchant, the man who owned the store, came out just shooting wildly, and he hit the driver in the head. So peer pressure didn't just start in the 90s or the 80s. It's difficult and it's challenging for kids right now. And it's going to take some easy, simple methods to help bring them out of this madness, this insanity. No. Is it hard? Yes. Let's look at what we've been doing. What has worked? What has not worked? Let's look at where we want to go. What is it that we want to produce? What is it that we want to create for our young people? And as we think about that, start experimenting with different methods and techniques to create and to produce that. And begin to believe that it's possible through our commitment, through our vision, through our determination, our relentlessness. Because of our belief, it's possible that we can reduce the teenage homicide rate, the teenage pregnancy rate, the dropout rate. That it's possible looking at what kind of world are they going to be in. As we look at the global economy, that as we begin to use our collective will and genius and resources, it's possible that we can create an educational system that not only will test their minds with information and facts and figures, but will teach them how to think and be creative and what does it mean to be a human being and to value human life and how do you make relationships work? How do you bounce back from adversity? It's possible that we can give them a curriculum that will give their lives a sense of purpose and direction and meaning and teach them how to begin to know and operate on a higher level of being where they become assets to our society.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.